Questions from readers. Why do Jehovah's Witnesses depict the Apostle Paul as being bald or having little hair? Frankly, no man today can be certain of Paul's appearance. The drawings and paintings in our publications are artistic representations, not images based on proven archaeological facts. However, there are some indications of Paul's appearance. For example, Zion's Watchtower of March 1, 1902 mentioned one, saying, "As to Paul's personal appearance, in the Acts of Paul and Thecla, written about AD 150, there is a description of Paul which is probably the best and a true tradition. In this, he is described as small in size, bald-headed, bandy-legged, well-built, with eyebrows meeting, rather long-nosed." The Oxford Dictionary of the Christian Church, 1997 edition, says about that ancient writing, "It is not impossible that the Acts contain some elements of historical truth." The Acts of Paul and Thecla was highly regarded in early centuries, as confirmed by the fact that 80 Greek manuscripts of it exist, as well as versions in other languages. Thus, our artistic presentations are in line with some ancient indications of what the apostle looked like. Bear in mind, though, that other things are more significant than Paul's appearance. Even while Paul was carrying on his ministry, some fleshly critics charged that his presence in person was weak and his speech contemptible. 2 Corinthians 10:10. But we should not forget that he became a Christian by a miraculous display from Jesus. We can also think about what Paul accomplished as a chosen vessel to Christ to bear Jesus' name to the nations. Acts 9, 3-5 and 15. And consider how much benefit we can draw from the Bible books that Jehovah inspired Paul to write. Paul did not boast over his accomplishments before becoming a Christian, nor did he describe his physical appearance. He admitted, "I am the least of the apostles, and I am not worthy of being called an apostle." 1 Corinthians 15:9. He later wrote, "To me, a man less than the least of all holy ones, this undeserved kindness was given, so that I should declare to the nations the good news about the unfathomable riches of the Christ." Ephesians 3:8. That message is certainly more significant than any concern about what Paul may have looked like. End of article.